But all of this happens to heal his soul, and because a person must be able to show that he is so strong and yet still able to give love, he must learn from this renunciation of love and be able to make the decision, I do not want to make others pay because I did not receive love. I do not want to leave other people without love, but I want to give them what I did not have myself. If someone can do this, then it will be highly valued in accordance with his spiritual development. It is clear that a child raised with a lot of love has better prerequisites, but it is not always the case that he follows the path shown himself. Even the human children who are cared for and nurtured with the greatest love can later prove to be ungrateful. But if it happens that a human child who grew up without love still treats his fellow human beings with love that he did not actually know as a child, then this will bring him great spiritual gain. Report of the experience of the ascending spirit being Anita and answers to questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Münchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording and first publication in the magazine Geistige World. Next case. March 1, 1961, Paula the spiritual son brings it to light. A family experiences great happiness in the world beyond, but also disappointment over a fallible relative Paula. A large part of the lecture is not preserved on tape. Edition from the first publication in the magazine Geistige Welt. Greetings. My name is Paula. I had a sister, her name was Elsa, and a brother, his name was Fritz. Elsa was the youngest of the three of us. We had a peaceful, beautiful life together with our parents. My brother and I only left the parental home when we started our own household. Only the youngest, Elsa, remained unmarried in the parental home. It was then her father's wish that she should distribute the inheritance legally. We had trust in each other and we did not want to argue about money. We did not know the exact details of the assets. We did know, however, that our younger sister was our father's particular favorite. But it was our father's wish that, when he died, the entire property should be divided equally between the three of us. When our parents died, my brother and I got our share and my sister hers. My brother and I believed that everything had been divided up correctly. We did not know any details about the assets. My brother and I had children, and our youngest sister did a lot of good things for them, which we appreciated. My brother and I were significantly older than our unmarried sister. We also entered the spiritual realm before her, where our parents awaited and welcomed us with joy. We were allowed to live in a beautiful house with them. We were simply told that we had to wait here until we were assigned a special job. We were particularly happy about this gathering. Our only wish was that our sister could come here too. We were actually not particularly surprised that our family was able to stay together in the same way as before. So we were looking forward to our sister's arrival. In the meantime, we were not idle. We were taught about many things that we as humans never heard about, and we were given an insight into God's plan of salvation. We also had this and that work to do, but actually we all had a very nice life together. From time to time we also received visits from former physical relatives, and those of them who had long been in the spirit world said that these family ties would be severed over time, that people would no longer be so attached and would visit each other. But since this was not the case yet, we should particularly cultivate this gathering and enjoy it, for duty soon calls one or the other away, and the bond of kinship is also severed. But then one establishes connections in other directions and finds these just as valuable. Yes, we took note of these words. Then wonderful divine beings came to us and told us that we were being called to a work that we could do together again. And it was not long before a whole group of God's angels came to us, and it turned out that they had already been to our neighbors to invite them to work. They brought us news of their plans and told us, here you live not far from a wonderful garden of God, but access to it is blocked by a mighty river. However, there is the possibility that you can build bridges over the river in order to then be able to enter this wonderful garden. We were also told that this work would be done at certain intervals. We should get ready to start the work, we would hear everything else later. As agreed, we found ourselves together with many others at the designated place. We had puzzled a lot about how we could build bridges over this great river. We had already gotten used to the fact that there were strange things in this God's world. We soon found it quite natural that so much here was similar to what people do and what they need to live. While we were waiting for further instructions, many, many brothers and sisters streamed together from many directions. We realized that we had become a sizable group that had gathered there to build bridges. One of God's beautiful spirits stood before us, pointed to the other side of the river and said, "Over there is the wonderful God's garden. There is no access from here unless one or more bridges are built, across the river. There is a free, open access from the other side, which leads there from the magnificent heights. So only these high spirits of God have access there, from their heights. But they are happy to receive you in this magnificent garden. But you must first create the access yourself by building bridges. But they should not be ordinary bridges, each one must be a work of art. The bridges do not have to be built in the shortest possible time, time is not important here." So we had enough time to think and work. The plans were drawn up for 7 bridges standing next to each other, of which the one in the middle was the highest. The others were gradually lower towards the outside, so that the 2 outermost were the lowest. Carrying out the plans seemed difficult to us, but we were told that enough spirits had been called in who knew how to do it. The rest of us were the many unskilled workers who only had to do exactly what we were told. We didn't stay together any longer. Father and mother separated, as did my brother and I. We were divided into small groups. We were told that we had very different abilities that needed to be utilized. In each group there was a supervisor and someone who gave everyone their instructions exactly according to the plan. So from far away, it may sound a little strange to you, but it was. Large tree trunks and many smaller parts were brought in to build the bridge, which had to be put together and pushed into one another. It was a big job. It was to be a work of art, made up of many, many small individual parts. Metals and woods were used, which first had to be properly shaped and even filed. People may believe that the word is enough here, that through your desire you can create an object in the spirit as you want. But that is not the case. You need the work of your hands for that. You also have to think and consider, you need to plan everything carefully. So we worked on building this bridge, each according to his or her ability. This work was a great joy for all of us. Everything went well ordered and in complete peace. Yes, from time to time, this group or that group found time to sing, while elsewhere they were busy thinking and found no time to sing. But there were jobs that could be done while singing, as required. I can't really say how long it took to build these 7 bridges. I'm no longer very familiar with people's timekeeping. We were all very happy with our achievement. We were also told again and again that it was a great honor and joy that this great work had been mastered by all these brothers and sisters who were still on the rise. We, my brother, my parents and I, also thought of the sister, how nice it would be if she could come and help with this bridge building, this great, wonderful work. It should fill us with pride that we were involved with our hands, each according to his strength and ability. And then the news came that the sister had also come and was being brought to us. We were allowed to interrupt the work for a short time to pick her up. So we went together and our joy at the upcoming reunion was of course extremely great. The sister was happy too, and yet we had the feeling that she was unsure, as if someone had a bad conscience. Something must be weighing heavily on her. We noticed that she could never look at us properly. Her head was bowed, her eyes directed downwards. Sometimes she looked up anxiously at the angel who was guiding her, as if she wanted to tell him something. But he made a sign that he already knew and that everything would happen as it had to. In the meantime, we told the sister about our wonderful work and that we would be happy if she were included in it. The angel answered that the sister was not allowed to do this. Astonished, we asked why not, when all of us other family members were allowed to help. The angel answered, "She is guilty and as punishment she is not allowed to take part in this work. She is not allowed to cross the bridges when they are finished. She can only watch from afar as you walk over them and for the time being watch from afar how hard you work. She can look at the work from afar, as far as she can see, but she is not allowed to take part, as punishment. Now the sister knelt down in front of us and asked us to forgive her. But we did not know what or why. But suddenly, no one had to say a word, neither the angel nor the sister, we saw their guilt. All of a sudden, what had happened came to life before us. The father had kept a large sum of money hidden and only told his daughter who had stayed at home. But he had said to her, "The other two don't know anything about this sum of money, but when I die," the mother had already left, "then you must also divide this money equally between the three of you." The sister had not done this. She had kept the cash for herself. She had only given each of them their share of the value of the house and whatever else had been agreed upon. What the father had kept secret, she also kept secret and kept to herself. But her conscience had plagued her all her life. She thought she could appease it by doing many good deeds for her brothers and sisters' children, because later she no longer dared to say that she had embezzled the money. So she tried to at least do good here and there, and especially for our children. Yes, my brother and I had always valued our sister for this reason, because we thought it all came from the goodness of her heart. But it was a calculation. A calculation in the sense that she believed she could escape punishment, that the wrong that had been committed would no longer be seen. And now her father saw it. Yes, he was disappointed about it for the moment. We all were. So our sister, who was loved by all, had been capable of this crime. But the angel advised us not to judge her, but to extend a hand to her in forgiveness. We should not be angry with her and not bear any grudges. Yes, we had already been in the spiritual realm for a certain time and had already become estranged from earthly things. What had certainly been so important to us as people had now lost its value for us. Rather, we only saw the injustice and that the father's will had not been fulfilled. It was embezzlement. But we were not concerned about the money that we had missed out on. After all, our children had received the part of it that was left to them. But the angel said to the sister, "Because you have otherwise led a just life and been a good person, we would have expected you to remain honest in this respect too. Your punishment will be that you will not be able to be with your relatives. So you must say goodbye to them. But we will take you to another job and make it possible for your loved ones to visit you now and then, they are allowed to do so." So our sister Elsa was given another job a little way away from us, where she could see our work from afar. She was also given the opportunity for further education alongside her work. That is, like all souls who are in the ranks, she had to be taught about the order and laws of God. She should also learn about God's will. This instruction was given to her from time to time. Her work was in the gardens. There was a lot to do. But you are not alone, because the enormously large and wide gardens of this sphere have to be looked after. When I speak of looking after, that does not mean that you have to clear them of weeds. That does not exist. Instead, you have to constantly rearrange and redesign the beds. You do not just randomly place the flowers here or there, but beautiful, artistic work is done. Whole paintings are made of flowers, starting with the very tiny, delicate ones to the mighty flowers. Wonderful paintings are created from them. These pictures speak a language, you know what they mean. Their bright colors, this variety, offer a magnificent sight that no human eye has ever seen. Yes. A great deal of artistic sense is required of those who carry out such work, but there are enough spirits who have it and who are assisted by angels of God as advisors. But, speaking in your language, many assistants are also needed who have to bring the flowers from another level, where there are gardens in which these flowers are grown for the pictures. The flowers are also planted, sorted by size, arranged and prepared. Each one has their work with them. And it is those with their great skill who then make the living word out of the flowers and make the slopes of these divine hills so beautiful. It is they who decorate these magnificent avenues. From certain spiritual levels onwards, the spirit beings are presented with a very varied picture. There is competition between angels and ascending spirits with magnificent artistic achievements. Heaven must always be made new, delightful and admirable. You get from the highest heights. They sometimes receive visitors who want to admire the achievements of their brothers and sisters. In the achievements of the beings, they recognize the strength that God gives to the individual, and that the individual himself is a small particle of divinity, which enables him to form and process such artistic and wonderful things. They all know, the individual being would not be able to do this on his own if he did not have this genetic makeup within him, which God has given him as the smallest spark, which in turn can develop through the will. I want to create the highest and most beautiful thing to honor God and to the joy of the entire spiritual world. The destiny of a being can develop and be expressed much more in the world beyond than in his human existence. The heavenly gardeners, however, have the last word here. They decide which flowers and which colors must be used, whether it should be a bell garland or whether what one wants to express with it should be done with a modest little flower. That's so much work. So my sister Elsa had a nice job too. But it stirred up her innermost being, because she would have preferred to help us build the bridge. How she would have loved to cross the bridge into that beautiful garden, where everything must be even more beautiful than here. But there are no hands at work there that are still burdened. Rather, that garden was designed by blessed spirits of God. They are blessed spirits who have reached that stage of development from which one does not have to return to the human realm. Blessed spirits are those who have reached the highest level of their development, who have created the wonderful garden on the other side of the river in all its splendor and who look after it. That garden was incomparably more beautiful than the one Elsa was allowed to look after, and it was a bliss to live there. So you can only imagine how beautiful life is there, if it is already so wonderful here. I told you how wonderful the view of these hills is, how their slopes are adorned by ascending spirits and angels of God, the latter standing by the others as advisors and artists. Because the ascending spirits are supposed to learn there in order to be able to create even more beautiful and valuable things later. You should know that it is a constant competition, and I am only talking about this bridge building and the care of the flower gardens, while there are countless other jobs. So the sky is constantly being transformed and made splendid. Because it would certainly be rather boring to always be presented with the same view. After all, you wouldn't be able to enjoy it so much if nothing ever changed. So you work and enjoy the achievements you produce, and you realize that your skills are a gift from the Heavenly Father. So you want to do everything to honor him. So my sister Elsa found her work in these gardens. One of her tasks was that she had to help weave all these baskets, small and large, cute and bulky. Since she was gifted for it, she had been given this job. These beautiful baskets are needed. So much is needed in the spiritual realm, and here too, people are always eager to shape and design something more beautiful. In addition to this work, she was also guided by an angel. She had to go with him to the unfortunate siblings from time to time and bring them some consolation. So now and then she had to give up her beautiful work and get an insight into this world of the unfortunate. Thus she was to learn how they longed for help, for an ascent. But it was not just to be these journeys through the spiritual depths. The human realm was also to be visited. There was something to learn everywhere. So many wandering spirit beings were found in the earthly realm. You had to talk to them, explain things to them and ask them to return to the work they had left behind. But on the whole, my sister Elsa had also been given a nice job. Despite this, it was painful for her that she was not allowed to be with her loved ones. It was punishment for her transgression. She had to give up. Yes, she had done good things, which were also credited to her. But the injustice she had committed was still there and was exposed. Now I would like to return to our bridge building. I cannot explain all the details to you, you would not understand that such a thing could exist. But believe me, a wonderful, magnificent work has been created. There are 7 bridges, next to each other. The festival was to be celebrated there. All of us who had worked on it were to put on our finest clothes. We had prepared for the reception in this wonderful garden of God. We had also been informed beforehand what awaited us there. We were told, "The construction of these bridges has taken you a long time, and now you will be given a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven, of those wonderful steps with their heavenly palaces and gardens. But not everyone has access there. It is the river that separates the others from this bliss." Well, there was a good number of us spirits who had helped to build the bridge and were now allowed to cross over together. We had decorated ourselves with flowers for this, we had put branches on our clothes. We had also practiced singing, because we were supposed to sing while crossing. We were distributed over the bridges and we crossed over together with great jubilation and joy. We were very curious to see what we could see on the other side, because until then the view was blocked by towering trees. We couldn't see across. And now the time had come when we were allowed to cross into this garden. In our great joy, however, we thought of our sister and we regretted that she was not allowed to come with us. We had told her that we would cross and think of her. So the moment came when, led by angels of God, we were given the go-ahead to cross the bridges. Then we reached this garden of the blessed. It was wonderful. Yes, there the flowers all had a language of their own. There were whole fields of indescribably beautiful flowers, even more bright and colorful than where my sister worked. These flowers were so alive and the word that came out of them so clear and distinct. Everything appeared to the eye like a wonderful, colorful painting that you claim is alive. But with you it is dead, even if it seems so alive to your eyes. But in our painting there is real life. The fragrant, wonderful flowers are so beautifully grouped and arranged as if they had been painted with the brush stroke by the greatest artist. We were amazed and absorbed in the wonderful sight. Audio recording shifts/begins. We had to walk up a little path. There on the hill stood a magnificent chair. It was just a glitter. I had the feeling that this throne could speak to us, as if it wanted to tell me something. I could hear words. I thought I could hear and see who was sitting on this throne at any given time and what they had to say to us or what had already been said. I thought I heard something like that. So I felt the vitality of this empty throne or of these thrones that were still empty. There were several of them standing there. We were to remain quiet and, at a special signal, begin singing the great song. Then they would come, the high spirits of heaven. They would sit down and Christ would be there. For people had prayed to him during his lifetime, they had asked God in his name that this and that might happen, that he would forgive, that he would give us our daily bread. Yes, they had asked God in his holy name. Now we were told, "You have the opportunity to see him. He has come down into the garden and you had to build the bridge so that you could step across and experience him. For it is he who is in this garden with some of his faithful followers." We were then ranged in two rows and could walk very close to his throne on the right and left. Angels stood very close to him. The thrones next to him remained empty. They were intended for his faithful followers, but they had not yet sat down. Only he had come and had sat down on the most beautiful throne. We all sang and cheered and sang hallelujah, what joy. But only those who were at the front could see him. But everyone had to get very close to him, and so we had to split into two rows. We then walked past him, some on the right and the others on the left. We were allowed to do it slowly. The angels were among us and led us, and no one was allowed to step out of line. We looked at him, and he smiled at us. The angels who stood on his right and left had small palm trees, and each of us received a palm branch. We were told, "Remember the day when he entered his city and the people waved palms to him and they took off their clothes and threw them before the donkey for him to walk over. They waved palms and he, as a human, fearfully rode over their clothes and accepted the homage." It was simple, very simple. And now, in the spiritual realm, he is on his throne. How glorious, magnificent were the carpets that were here. It was no longer the dusty street, the bumpy path. Everything was flat and covered with carpets, and where there was no carpet, there was golden marble. Yes, it was different than it had been back then. Here is the kingdom of heaven. His kingdom. So everyone got the branch in their hands, and the angels who were among us explained again and again the meaning of this branch and reminded us again and again of that time, of the entry into his city. They explained that here he was the king, and here one could pay homage to him. Here was not just a small group that would disperse afterwards, like back then, and become dissatisfied and confused again, but here the homage continued and did not stop until he had set out and returned to his father. So one lingered in such a garden of God for a lovely time and spent it singing, rejoicing and making music. Then they said, "Now you must go over the bridges again and continue your work." "Yes, we crossed the bridges again, delighted. Of course, we would have preferred to stay in this garden forever and see our wish fulfilled that he too should stay here. But this was also made clear to us, you are only a small group of brothers and sisters who were able to experience this joy. Just think about the enormous numbers that exist. They also have a right to see him when they are far enough along in their development and when he, in his grace, declares himself ready to go to them. So we crossed the bridges again. They will remain, but they will be closed and no one can cross them without authorization. The river is so long and there is no possibility of an unauthorized person gaining access to that garden of God. We walked again. This beautiful time will remain in our memories. But it is only part of the experience that one has as a blessed spirit. Again and again one experiences such blissful, glorious work. Again and again one experiences the magnificent sky in all its variety and splendor of color. It is we spirits ourselves who strive to find the way in which we can please our heavenly brothers and sisters. For the bridges were also admired by him and by the other spirits of God. So my work is similar to what I have just described. It consists in building a small work of art here or there, in a corner of the sky. My parents and my brother have found their work for themselves. We have all discovered that we are all brothers and sisters, and the time has come when we were able to embrace our former biological sister, for she has laid aside her guilt by having to forego this wonderful experience. We are all trying and eager to fulfill the will of God and the will of our King. And so we also receive our joy. In our work we find the greatest happiness and the greatest bliss, even if we have to leave this artistic work and go to our unfortunate brothers, for our innermost being is filled with great compassion and great readiness to help. We too would like everyone to be able to experience the most wonderful things in heaven very soon, in one way or another. So, dear brothers and sisters, I gave you an insight into the spiritual realm of God, and if you fulfill your life and do God's will, a blissful work will also await you, and you will be fulfilled and blessed by this work. May it also happen to you. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, I am ready to answer your questions as best I can. Dear spirit friend Joseph, Paula spoke about building this bridge. Now I would like to ask whether these spirits who were involved in the work also had any tools or even machines to accomplish all of this. Joseph, yes, one cannot perhaps speak of machines in the sense that you have them. But they also have tools for this. Thank you, dear Joseph. Was the temptation that Sister Elsa succumbed to a test that was put in her path for this life, or did it simply happen? Let's say, almost by chance. Joseph, yes, I would like to say that it was not some kind of destiny or coincidence or anything like that. It came from her. It happened because of her weakness. So it was not the case that she was deliberately put into this temptation to see whether she could resist it. Joseph, it is true that money, let's say, or all earthly goods, is the greatest temptation for people. If you are not able to resist it, then that is what the spiritual world calls guilt. Dear Joseph, is there actually a wilting and decay of spiritual flowers in spiritual gardens? Joseph, you can't really speak of wilting in this way, but rather it is a transformation. Report of the ascending spirit being Paula and answers to questions of spirit teacher Joseph through mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording and first publication in the magazine Geist Eichwelt. Next case. April 5, 1961, Matilda before the spiritual court. A good soul experience is the work of God's sublime judge angels. Control spirit. God bless you all. I bring you all the blessing of God and ask you to listen carefully, because everything is always connected with teachings. God bless you.